Hello?
Oh, hello, it's Kyle at Local Splash.
Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks, and you?
I'm all right, man. I just got here at the destination to drop off the dump. Yeah, so, like, I don't know if the Facebook, I don't know if I could, like, get it there and not send me. It's supposed to send me an email, right?
Oh, yeah, it still says that it's verifying, right?
But they just, I haven't received, I don't know if they're supposed to send an email, but I just haven't received anything from them yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so hopefully it will be within that 48-hour period. So that was yesterday, so it should latest be tomorrow.
Okay.
And then what I will do, I'll call you again tomorrow then for Facebook.
I have a thing too. The number that you guys gave me, the phone number that you guys gave me, it's not working.
Yes, I'm going to look into that with the team and then ask them to give you a call regarding that. I'm going to also, when we're off the call, I'm also going to try and phone it to see what happens, just to see, and then I will bring it up with the team to give you a call. I see they are due to call you.
Yeah.
And then,
Because I tried a number. I tried to call it from my other phone, and then the thing is it's not working.
Okay.
It's just not working. And then another thing, I download the app on my other phone, which is my personal phone. It's like, can I delete it from my, if I delete it from my personal phone and just leave it in my business, would that be a problem?
I don't think so, because it's meant to only be on one phone generally anyway at the moment with the app, so that should be fine. If you just log out of the device that you're not going to use and then log into the device that you will use with the app.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then what I wanted to just confirm with you, the website, because there seems to be a bit of confusion. So you did the client interview with my colleague, and she mentioned to me that you have a website with your domain, and I just wanted to confirm. So because yesterday you mentioned that you're happy for us to do a website, but the domain will remain the same, so it will still be Silky Cleaning. cleanouthauling.com, and then if you want us to, we'll get access to that. We can't make any changes to your current website, but we would put a new website with new content and a new layout, and it would be our layout that we can put there. So is that what you want? Because we can't edit an existing website. We can only work with our layout and what we do. So if you do want us to put our layout and content on your website, you'll get a preview before as well. Then we would need access to your domain.
So that way I have two websites then.
No. You have your domain, which is silkycleanouthauling.com, which has your current layout on there. If you go onto there, that's a layout that you've done yourself, right, for the website. So if you give us access to the domain, we would put a new content on there. It would be a different layout to what it is now.
Oh, okay. So I'll have to give you guys a password, huh?
Yeah, the credentials to log in. Let me just see here.
I can give it to you right now.
Okay, I'm just having a look. It's actually access to the domain registrar. Do you know who the registrar is?
Yeah, it's a Weebly. It's my email with my email and the password. Yeah.
Okay, just give me 1 second.
How far back do you want me to put?
Does it roll off?
Yeah, it will roll off. Do you want me to be more on this side? Okay, no problem. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You need the cash now, yeah?
Yes, sir.
What was four?
Yeah, four.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'd say stop it there. That way we can still put the gates open. They can put the
card. Okay, I'll do that right now. Thank you.
Hey, this is Ryan.
Okay, I'm just checking with regards to the credentials exactly what it is. Just give me 1 second. Okay, yeah. So basically, we've got the website URL, and then you say the hosting company is Weebly, right?
Yeah, it's Weebly, yes.
Okay, so then it's just the username The username and the password that we would need for that.
The username is my. The username is a Silky813@live.com.
Okay. All right. And then, do you feel comfortable telling me the password on the phone, or would you prefer to text it?
The password is Journey, money sign, and 813.
Journey.
Yeah, JOURNEY.
Yeah.
Money sign and
the dollar. 813.
Yeah, the dollar and the 813.
Okay, cool. Is it a capital J or?
Yeah, capital J.
Okay, cool. All right, I'll make a note of that, and then so we will send a preview of the website for you to see before anything's applied, I believe. So I will request that they do that just so you can determine if you want to go with ours or if you want to stick with the one you have, and then we can take it from there. And then
okay.
with the call tracking number, I'm gonna try and call it when I get off the call, see if that works. If and you're saying it doesn't, so I will anyway then ask our team to take a look at that and then contact you about that. Okay.
Okay. And then the website will be the domain will stay the same. And then, do you guys do SEO the web? I mean, do the SEO with the website too or not?
Yeah, so our layout that we would put on is all set up for SEO and also like AI systems and stuff like that as well that can read the websites.
And then how many miles do you think it will reach, like with the SEO, it's like local SEO, right? How many miles do you think it will reach?
Well, if we put on Google the service areas, you know, that you do serve, but it really depends on how many businesses are in the area. With the Google business profiles, more of the local area that it displays to, and then ads would obviously reach out further out. But they work on the optimization of that and everything. For the
okay, ranking. I didn't hear what you said, sir.
Mm. Oh, so I was saying we have on the Google business profile we have your service areas that are listed there, so it's optimized for those areas.
Yeah, I didn't see all the service area I wanted to. I didn't see all the service. I mean, would it just do the whole Hillsborough County area or just?
Let me just see. So you do have to. You can't with a Google business profile. It's organic. You can't put that many areas on because it might reach too fast. So let me just have a look here.
If you could reach the Hillsborough County area, which is the whole Hillsborough County area, like there was like total like 40 miles radius.
Okay, is that over a 2-hour drive?
It would be like an hour. Like let's say like an hour.
Oh, okay. Let me just see here. Okay, I see. There's quite a long. Your account is still going through like everything to be finalized and stuff like that. So I see there's quite a long list of service areas that are on the Google Business Profile already, and we have a bit of a shorter list because I think you gave us the one county which sort of covers most of it, right, Hillsborough. So.
The Hillsborough County area, like which is like the Hillsborough County, like it'll be like 35 or 40 mile radius.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So when they're optimizing, they'll put that in there.
They'll just put like 40 miles radius.
So there's no radius as such. It's based on the service areas. So.
Okay.
Yeah. No. So yeah. So with the Google business profile, it's just based on the service areas. Things like ads is where you can do like sort of a mile radius, you know. So, but yeah. Let me. Just make a note of that, so just that county as well. We do have it on our side when we do optimize.
Hillsborough County.
Yes, I got that, yeah. And then when, I'll give you a call tomorrow just to check on the Facebook to see if there's an update there. And then I'll also give the credentials for the COD to our team for the website, and then also try and call the call tracking number now to see if it works.
The number's not working. And there's any way, do you think I could get like an 813 number or not?
Let me just check here. An 813 number.
Yeah, because I have a 727 number. Do I, if I, if I, it would be nice if I could get an 813 number.
Okay, yeah, I'll check with the team. I don't really work with the call tracking number. I'll check with our team that handles that to see if that can be provisioned, and I'll let you know, and then we'll let you know, because there'll be a few choices there, so I'll ask.
Okay, and then when will I be here? We'll be hearing back from you again.
Well, I'm going to call you tomorrow with regards to Facebook anyway, and then the website team, that does take a little long, because they obviously have to build out the site, but they'll touch base with you as that happens. And then the call tracking number, I just need to check. I'm not sure how long that takes to provision a new number, but I just want to check as well. I want to try and call this one to see if it's maybe going through now. But anyway, I'll still bring it up with them to see if they can assist with.
Are you going to try to call my? You going to try and call the number right now to see if it works?
Yes.
The number right now? Okay.
Yeah.
It's not working. You can call it right now because I'm on the phone right now. And then I could just delete the things from my other phone, right? And it won't be a problem, right?
No, and then you can log into the phone that you want to use, yeah.
Yeah, I want to use my work phone, this is my work phone. I got the app on my personal phone, but when I called this morning, and then both of the phone rang, my personal and my business phone. So I just want to.
Okay. That's fine. I'm going to call that number now when we end the call, and then I'll work on everything, the website and stuff like that, and
call tracking,
and see if we can get
it. Okay, yeah, because when I clicked on Google, I called a number, it's just like it rang, but I couldn't hear anything. It's just not working. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Let me see here, 72766. Okay, I'm going to try to call that now, but otherwise
okay.
I'll be in touch with you.
Okay,
sorry.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
Otherwise, I'll be in touch with you tomorrow, and then I'm going to do everything I need to do on my end for the website and stuff like that.
Okay, the website I give you my email. The email is Suki813alive, and then with the password
yes.
I give you and stuff like that. You know.
And it's Weebly, yeah. Okay. All right.
It's Weebly, yeah.
Okay.
Weebly.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye bye.
You as well. Bye bye.